Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
早，实在是我心很高兴又跟你们在一起。
I think I say that every month when I come, but I really mean it because I miss being in your presence.
我想我每一个月都来都讲同样的话，但是实在是我从心里面发出来的话。
Brother Ron and I have had some conversation this week on a couple occasions.
这个礼拜这个 Ronald 弟兄跟他有交谈了几次关于这个讲到的事情。
He's told me that I'm not long-winded enough for you.
我是说我们大家都很喜欢 ，we just said we'd like to hear you more. 说我们愿意让他至少要从神那里来的话，能够多讲十分钟。
I only want to serve God and what He lays on my heart. It's a privilege to be able to present on each Sunday when I come to be with you.
他说我实在是在这里讲到是来侍奉神，神在我心中有什么话语，我就讲出来。
Let me mention a couple things to you as we move into the message this morning.
让我关于讲到在讲到之前，我有几样事情想跟你们分享。
Over the last year, I've realized how difficult it is to begin to get old.
去年我开始知道说，人老了实在是很困难去学。
Now, I'm sure none of you looking at how young you all are having that problem at all.
我知道你们中间大概不晓得你们有多年轻，对我来讲，你们大概不知道我的感觉。
One of the things that I've discovered is that when I stand for about a half hour in speaking, that one of my legs goes numb.
我告诉你，到年纪大了以后，站在超过半个钟头以上，我的脚就感觉得不对了。
So maybe that's an inside clock that's telling me I shouldn't talk more than a half hour.
所以我的内在身体里面的时钟告诉我说，哎。半个钟头就够了。
So you've noticed this morning that I've made sure that there's a little chair here, so if I go beyond that point, I may sit down for a little bit.
但是呢，我因为准备了多一点，我们交谈了半天，我这里有一个凳子，到时候我会坐下来。
I have been praying that God would heal whatever this might be, and I've had every type of MRI that you could have to try to discover the problem.
我希望神借着现在的这些 MRI 照现在照出所有的，能够把我这个情况医治好。
So it must be because I've turned 30 years old.
因为我已经三十多岁了，就是这个原因，三十多岁了。
I'm on the reverse plan according to age. I'm going the other way.
我的年龄是倒算的啊，所以只有三十岁。
One of the things that I began in January, I think I shared with you that I was asking God to lead me in what He wanted me to be doing over these next few years.
在今年一月的时候，我跟神在讲话，让神启示我要在往后的年岁怎么样子侍奉他。
God led me to a little congregation down in Del Paso Heights in the northern part of Sacramento.
神带领我到 Del Paso Heights 这个那里一个教会，在那里侍奉。
It's a church that was founded in 1940.
在1940年那个教会成立。
And at one time it grew to be a church of about 600 to 700 people.
曾经到过600到700多个人的一个教会。
Over these last few years, it has diminished in the number of people.
在经过，但是到过了那个时候，就这几年又人数慢慢减少。
The community around the church has changed very drastically.
因为这个教会旁边的社区变化一些。
There's a lot of homeless people and many different cultural types of people living in the area.
有不同的不同的文化背景的人，也有很多无家可归的人在附近。
But the brothers and sisters did not want to give up. They want to continue to be a church that may have some influence in that community.
但是那个地方的 弟兄姐妹们，他们不愿意放弃这个教会，他们愿意说那个教会可以在当地可以侍奉那个社区。
We have been looking to see how we could really serve the community, to the homeless people and those that are living in the area.
啊，特别我们这个教会里面对那些没有家。无家可归的人和其他的这些人，我们愿意在这里侍奉他们。
About 3 months ago, we opened on Friday mornings from 9:30 to noon a clothes closet.
然后三个月以前，我们有一个 clothes closet， 就是关的 closet， 就是除我不晓得他要讲什么，他有一个特别一个节一个 program。
There have been about 30 to 50 people who have come every Friday to receive several bags of clothes.
是三十到五十个人会到我们那里来去拿的一些用过的衣服。
We're also going to begin to mentor some of the students in a school that's near the church.
我们也愿意帮助在附近的那学校，帮助他们学生去做他们的辅导。
Now I tell you all of that in order that you can continue to pray for us as we pray for you as well.
我讲这一切就是希望你们在祷告会的时候为我们祷告，在你们施祷的时候祷告，同样的我们也为你们这个教会祷告。
When they asked me to come become the pastor, I said I would only do it on the basis that I could continue to come here once a month.
他那边请我去在那里做牧者，我告诉他说，但是我一定要希望你们答应我，每个月一次还要回到这边来，对我们的教会。
And they have agreed to that as well.
而且他们已经答应他的这个要求。
So you might be wondering, how do I develop the messages that I give to you as well as that I give to them?
所以你就想到说，我怎么样子在这里，神怎么带领我准备他的话语跟大家分享，也怎么样子跟他们准备话语向他们分享。
I began to look at my own life in the 50-some years that I've been privileged to be a minister.
我看我自己回头看看这过去的五十多年来，我在神面前为他的事工在那里负责。
Even though there have been disappointments, I have seen again and again the goodness of God.
虽然在中间有很多很多上上下下，但是我看见神的美善在其中。
As I began to think about the goodness of God, I was reading the scriptures again and again to see what God had to say to me from His words.
所以我在想到说神的那个美善在我中间，我一直在想在念圣经来找到只要用什么话语跟大家分享。
I landed on the 23rd Psalm, and I've been studying that now for several weeks.
我在这寻找的时候，我就找到了诗篇二十三篇，而且我已经在分享神的话语已经好几次了。
I'm sure that most of you have not only read that, but you've heard other messages from the 23rd Psalm.
我想大家很多人都知道诗篇二十三篇，非但你可以念过很多次，也听到很多的传道人在这里交通诗篇二十三篇的话语。
You maybe even have memorized the 23rd Psalm.
也许你已经背得了诗篇二十三篇，对吧？
It's probably the most used passage at funeral services that you attend.
尤其是在追悼会的时候，诗篇二十三篇常常被用到在那个场合之中。
Yet it's really not a message about death.
其实诗篇二十三篇不是在为死者而用的。
There's only one part of the passage that talks about, though I go through the valley of death, the Lord will be with me.
虽然我行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害。
All the rest of the 23rd Psalm talks about God's goodness to us.
所有的其他的地方，诗篇二十三篇都是讲到神的美善。
Let me just remind you of the first three verses again. The Lord is my shepherd.
让我来提醒你诗篇二十三篇头三节，耶和华是我的牧者。
I have everything that I need.
我 必不致缺乏。
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me beside the still waters.
领我在可安歇的水边。
And the message that I want to preach this morning is found in the next phrase. He restores my soul.
我今天的讲道是要在关于第三节上面，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
If you take and just notice, first of all, in these short few verses, there are several things that we discover about the goodness of God.
从前面这三节我们就看到神的美善在前这三节里面讲了很多很多。
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need.
因为神耶和华是我的牧者，说我绝对不会自缺乏。
I say to you, not always everything we want, but everything that we need. God is grace, His mercy gives to us.
神绝对不是说他答应我们要什么要求什么就答应，但是神绝对给我们我们需要的，他会给。
Notice the next thing that God gives to us. He gives us rest. I lay down in the green pastures. He gives us rest.
神让下面一节叫让我们得到安息。下面说啊。他使我躺卧在青草地上。
It's beside the still waters where God gives to us refreshment.
而且是在领我到可安息的水边，让我们能够得到一次又一次的再来复兴起来。
And we come to the part of the message that I want to develop this morning, and that is that He restores my soul.
然后下面就是我们今天要交通的在崇拜时话语，就是他使我的灵魂苏醒。
The first question that you might ask is, what is your soul?
第一个问题你要问的是什么是灵魂？
The Bible
什么是魂？对不起。
Okay. The Bible says that we have three parts to us.
圣经是告诉我们人有三部分。
We have a soul, we have a spirit, and we have a body.
我们有魂，我们有灵，我们有身体。
The question again is, what is the difference between the soul and the spirit?
这个问题就是在我们的魂跟灵到底分别在哪里？
It's not something easily determined, but the Bible does give us some insight.
不是，这不是很容易可以定规起来，但是圣经上给我们一些引导。
Let me say it again. Only the Bible can discern between the soul and the spirit.
让我再讲一遍，只有圣经上的告诉我们怎么样子分辨灵与魂。
Let me give you a Bible verse that will help us to understand what I'm trying to say.
让我给你一些圣经上的话语来分别这。
I want to paraphrase the verse that says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
让我来用我的口语来解释说神的灵是快于利刃。
And the last part of the verse says, dividing the soul and the spirit.
是可以切到，可以分开我们的灵与魂。
May I suggest to you this morning that your soul is your mind.
我来告诉你说，你的魂就是你的心思。
It's your will.
你的意念。
And it is your emotions.
你的情绪。
My soul is part of me.
我的魂是我的一部分。
It is a part that thinks, that chooses, and feels.
是我们的思想，我们的选择，我们的感觉。
And it's very easy to damage as well.
而且很容易受损伤。
Again, let me just say that my soul is the what is a part of me that thinks, that chooses, and that feels.
我再讲一遍，我们的魂就是告诉我们去思想，我们去选择，然后我们去怎么样子这种感情。
So the question this morning to continue from our thinking is, what is it that damages our soul then?
那我们在魂里到底哪些怎么样去使得它受伤呢？
that needs to be restored by God.
然后这些受了伤以后，神使我们能够使我们的魂再重新苏醒呢？
I'm not trying to be a psychologist. I just want to teach what the Word of God teaches us.
我不愿意在这里来充作一个心理学家，我只是告诉你圣经上怎么讲。
There are a few things that damage our soul. Let me mention them.
那一些事情可以把我们的魂使受到损害，我现在来跟大家分享。
One of the things that we see from Scripture that damages our soul is holding grudges against other people.
第一个可以使得我们的魂受伤响，在圣经上告诉我们，就是说我们心里面怀着对旁人的怨恨。
Brothers and sisters, we are going to get hurt.
弟兄姐妹，我们没有一个人不会被受伤。
That is a fact of life.
这个是。这就是我们人生。
We are not living in heaven.
我们还没有到天堂里面。
And I would say to you this morning, life is not fair.
我告诉你，在地上的生活是绝对不公平的。
But it matters on how we respond to it.
那我们碰到怎么办呢？就是我们要怎么样子来应对这个情形。
Holding grudges against other people can make you bitter or better.
我们如果对人家有怨恨的话，使我们变成很苦毒，也可以使我们变成好起来。
The Bible tells us that God is the one that's going to settle the score.
这里圣经上跟我们讲，唯有神能够最后来定夺。
God does not like to judge, but He is a God of mercy.
神不愿意来审判我们，因为神是一个有慈爱的神。
You forgive other people not because they deserve it.
你原谅人家，不是因为那个坏人是值得原谅。
But it's what God says we should do.
因为神说你要原谅坏人。
Martin Luther King made an incredible statement.
那个马丁路德金，他说下面一些话。
He said, "Bitterness is blindness."
他说苦毒是使你瞎眼。
Listen to what the Word of God says.
你听神怎么讲。
To worry yourself to death, resentment.
你一天到晚忧虑，就变成一天到晚不喜欢这个，不喜欢那个。
Will be foolish and senseless.
而是非常愚蠢，而且非常无聊。
You only hurt yourself with your anger.
你仅仅只能够伤害你自己，是因为你的anger 仇恨。
The first thing then that damages our soul is holding grudges towards other people.
所以能够使我们魂受伤的就是我们对旁人有苦毒。
The second thing that the Bible tells us, which is equal to the one that we've just begun to speak on.
所以第二个是跟第一个是相等的。
Is guilt.
是我们的罪恶感。
Grudges and guilt are the two biggest things that warp our souls.
苦毒跟罪恶感是最能够侵蚀我们的魂。
Grudges have to do with what people have done to you.
因为这个你的苦毒是因为旁人怎么样子对你不好。
Guilt is what you have done to other people.
你的罪恶感是因为你对旁人怎么样子不好。
Nothing more damaging in life than guilt.
你自己的罪恶感也是非常非常对你的魂有很大的损害的。
What do you do with guilt?
那你对着罪恶感你怎么办呢？
You confess it and you ask for forgiveness.
你就去认罪，而且去向他取得他的原谅。
Listen again to what the Word of God has to say about it.
再次听神的话是怎么讲。
My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear.
我的 罪恶感是已经超过我所能忍受了。
I'm bowed down and brought low.
我简直要伏在地上，爬在地上，而且把我带到很低微的地步。
All day long, I'm going about mourning.
成天成晚，我都是在那里懊悔忧伤。
The book of Proverbs tells us that the Lord gave us a mind and a conscience.
箴言上给我们说，神给我们一个良知的心。
And we can't hide from ourselves.
我们没有办法从我们自己心灵去躲避这个事实。
We've mentioned two major things that damage our soul.
我们刚刚提到两个事情来损伤我们的魂的。
Grudges and guilt.
苦毒跟罪恶感。
The second thing that we're well aware of.
第二个事情要我们也是大家都知道的。
I'm going to take advantage of it. The second thing that we're reminded of today, or the third thing that we're reminded of that damages our soul is grief.
第三个来损害我们的魂的是我们的贪
grief
or
grief.
Greed?
Okay. Grief.
Grief 就是我们自己忧伤。
Let me say it quickly. There is no growth in life without change.
让我告诉你说，如果环境不改变的话，我们就没有办法长进。
Grief is a good thing, but oftentimes it's something that we use in the negative way.
假如我们的忧伤是帮助我们的话，常常我们是用在很负面的。
Grief helps us to transition in life.
我们的忧伤常常把我们的生命一再一再的改。
Brothers and sisters, you were very kind in the recent months when my mother passed away and went to be with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你记得吗？你们弟兄姐妹对我妈妈的去世，那么的对我们那么的照顾，那么的给我们帮助。
People have asked me recently, do you still grieve her passing?
有人问我说，Pastor Jay, 你还对你妈妈的去世那样子很伤心吗
？I have to respond, not really.
那我就说哦。
Because she's in a better place.
不完全是这样吧，因为她在一个更好的地方了。
And can I say this? And I hope you understand it. Her passing has enabled us to transition to other things to be able to do in our life as well.
因为我母亲的去世，然后因为这个事情可以把我们活着的人，把我们的日常的生活改变，可以做其他的事情。
God is good all the time.
神是好的，任何时间都是好的。
So there's three things that I've mentioned that damage our soul.
所以三个事情是会损害我们的魂的。
Grudges, guilt, and grief.
第一个是在那里比一天到晚抱怨，第二个是我们自己这个有罪恶感。What's the third one?
Guilt.
Oh,
grief.
Grief. Oh, 我们的自己一天到晚这个伤痛忧伤。
So, the second question I have for you today, if that's how our souls are damaged, how does Jesus restore our souls?
那既然我们的魂受了损伤，那耶稣怎么来使我们的损伤苏醒，我们的灵魂可以得到重新再恢复起来。
Jesus turns my hurts into good.
耶稣把我们的一切的伤害都变为好处。
That's how God begins to restore my soul.
这就是说神怎么样子能够使我的灵魂再苏醒恢复过来。
God brings good out of bad.
神把坏的事情都会变成好的事情。
You remember the verse in Romans the 8th chapter?
你知道在罗马书第八章里面讲。
It says we know that all things work for our good.
你知道 万事都互相效力为了我们的好处。
Because God knows what is His purpose in our lives that brings these things about.
因为神知道他在我们的生命中的一切的目的。
Let me give you two illustrations very quickly, personal stories.
让我给你一个我个人的两件事情。刚刚就是万事都互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。对不起。
Have you ever had anybody who really has agitated you?
你们在你们生命中间有没有有些感觉到在你周遭的人，那些人简直使你要抓你的头发？
Anybody who's really irritated you?
那些人就是一天到晚在你使你感觉到发毛。
I'm seeing some smiles on your face, so I think that you would agree.
我看看有很多人在那做会心的微笑。
There was a gentleman who a number of years ago attended any place where I preached or I did any teaching.
有一个 gentleman, 有一个绅士在我到处去讲道或者是在我一切跟分享话语的时候都在那里。
His name was Henry Marshall.
他的名字叫 Henry Marshall.
He would sit on the first row and he always had a question. He would either interrupt or as soon as I was done preaching he would come up and tell me with what he disagreed with me on.
那个人呢就会坐在这边，每一次当我讲到的时候他就告诉我说，他就会在中断说，哎，你这里讲的不对，或者是我跟你的感觉。
I got to the point where he irritated me so much I just didn't want to be around him.
我被他跟我的骚扰的没办法，我就是要说我根本不希望看到他在我前面。
I took him out one day for a Coke, a drink of soda, and said, I don't want you to talk anymore when I'm preaching or I'm teaching.
我就哪一天我就请了他喝了一杯这个 Coke, 然后跟他说，哎，老兄啊，拜托了，我在不管我在讲道说或者是在这个教导圣经说，希望你不要在旁边了。
And I said, when you raise your hand, I'm going to have a signal that will help you to remember our conversation.
我当你要举手要想问的，我就跟你说，哎，我们中间两个已经讲好有合约的。
The signal was I would go like this.
The signal 就说
That's it.
That's it.
No more talking.
不要再讲了。
Henry became a good friend, and on his deathbed, he invited me to be at the hospital through his wife.
他结果这个人，我跟他变成好朋友，在他临死之前，在医院里跟他的太太在一起，我到他的病床上。
Just before he took his last breath to life,
就在他咽最后一口气之前
he motioned very weakly for me to come over and put my head down by his mouth.
他给我做姿势，叫我到他旁边去，把他的耳朵放到他嘴边。
Henry said to me, I want you to know that I love you.
Henry 跟他讲说，我爱你。
And I want you to know that when you get to heaven, I'm going to tell you I told you so.
告诉你说，当你到天堂里面说，我已经告诉你，我已经跟你说过了。
I'm looking forward to seeing Henry again.
所以我实在是希望很早有一天我能够再见到 Henry.
You see, God took the irritants and he turned it into good.
所以说神把这一切的骚扰变成好事儿一桩。
He taught me to love Henry.
他教导我去怎么样子对 Henry 要有爱。
And to be loved by him.
而且怎么样子被 Henry 爱。
Can I give you a second quick story?
让我给你给一个另外一个很快的故事。
I was working with a pastor in a church as his associate.
我在一个教会里面跟他们的牧师，跟他们的牧师那些一切的那个旁边的人。
He was very bold in expressing what he really believed and felt.
那个人是非常勇敢的，是他每次都是他把他的想法都要讲得很清楚的讲出来。
One time in front of the whole congregation, he called me a donkey.
有一天，他在整个教会里面，他叫 pastor 就说，驴啊。这个很驴啊。
I knew that if I responded in any way, I was in big, big trouble.
他说，我晓得那天我要跟他 在当面大众之间跟他有面对面的对话的时候，后果不堪设想了。
It was several years later when I was here in Elk Grove.
而过了几年以后，我在 Elk Grove 这个地方。
That I received a telephone call from him.
我接到一个电话，他打给我。
And he called to say, I just want to apologize and tell you I love you.
他说我打电话给你的目的就是要来向你道歉，而且跟你说我爱你。
All of that hurt was taken away by one simple little telephone call.
所有那些伤害就那一个电话就解决了。
You see,God takes what we believe is bad and makes it good.
所以神把一切我们以为不是好事都会变成好事。
God is more interested in our character than he is our comfort.
神是更在意我们的品格而不是在意我们的
Not character.
Not comfort.
而不在乎我们的感觉舒服不舒服。
Again, I just remind you that God restores our soul by taking and making the things that seem bad good in our life.
所以神可以给我们复苏起来，是把我们那一切觉得骚扰我们的事情都拿掉了。
Another way that he restores our soul is that he turns, that Jesus took on himself my sin.
而且另外他一个使我们灵魂苏醒，就是耶稣基督把我们罪拿掉了，放在他身上。
You remember these words from God's word?
你记得在神的话怎么讲？
He was wounded and crushed for our sins.
他受的鞭伤，他被压倒，都是为我们的罪。
He was beaten and took on our punishment.
他为我们的罪受到这一切的刑罚。
So that we might have peace.
我们就可以得到平安。
And through his wounds,
从他的鞭伤，
our wounds are healed.
我们的鞭伤得到医治。
All of us strayed away like sheep.
我们都如羊走迷了路。
We have left God's path to follow our own.
我们都走迷了路，走我们自己的路。
Yet the Lord laid on us all the guilt, or yet the Lord laid on him the guilt and the sins of all.
但是耶稣基督把我们的罪都放到他的身上了。
A couple years ago, a young man who I knew fairly well came to me.
几年以前有一个年轻人，我很认得他的，到这里来。
And he asked me a question, what do I have to do to get to heaven?
我怎么样子才能够进天堂？
I said to him very quickly, without a smile, it's too late.
我跟他说，一点，脸上一点笑说，
He said,
太迟了。
He said, no, Jay, you don't, Pastor Jay, you don't understand. What do I have to do?
他说，哎，Pastor Jay，你不知道我要怎么样子做我才能够进天堂。
Do I have to work more in the church?
我是不是要在教会里多做一点事情？
Do I have to give more money?
是不是我在教会里多一点奉献？
No, I said to him, young man, you're just too late.
我跟他讲说，哎呀，年轻人，太迟了。
And then I said to him, that's simply because this is what Jesus has already done.
我告诉你啊，耶稣已经都做了。
Brothers and sisters, it's not too late for you if you've never asked him to come into your life as your Lord and Savior.
弟兄姐妹们，在座的，如果你还没有信耶稣的话，还不算太迟今天。
Jesus wants to offer to you the very best and restore your soul.
耶稣基督要把他最好的给你，而且使你的灵魂苏醒。
And the way that is done is simply by receiving him as Lord and Savior.
我们怎么样才能够达到呢？就是来接受耶稣基督做他的救，做我们的救主。
It's simply saying yes to Jesus. I recognize I'm a sinner, and I invite you to come into my life.
就很简单，就说，耶稣啊，我们知道我是罪人，然后我邀请你到我的生命中间来。
Forgive me of my sins.
赦免我的罪。
and give to me your mercy and eternal life.
给你的啊那一切的恩典、怜悯和啊永生。
And let me mention one more thing that Jesus does for us in restoring our soul.
来，我再给你一样事情，耶稣基督怎么样子来使我们的灵魂苏醒。
Jesus feels my hurts.
耶稣基督知道我们心中怎么样子受到伤害。
And he heals my heart.
然后他医治我的心灵。
Why does Jesus feel my grief?
为什么耶稣基督知道我们的一切的这些忧愁？
Because he understands it.
因为耶稣他自己了解这一切。
He experienced it too.
因为他经历过这一切。
And that's exactly why he understands how we feel.
所以他知道，而且了解，可以感受到我们的痛。
The Lord is my shepherd. He provides everything that I need.
所以耶和华是我的牧者，他给我们准备我们所有东西所要的。
The Lord is my shepherd. He gives me rest.
我们的主是我们的牧羊人，他使我们能够得到安息。
The Lord is my shepherd. He gives me refreshment.
这个神是我们的牧羊者，他使我们能够得到重新能够又生龙活虎起来。
The Lord is my shepherd, he restores me.
这个神是我们的牧者，他使我们复苏过来。
Again, brothers and sisters, my encouragement to you this morning as we conclude is to trust the good shepherd to forgive you of your sins.
再一次我要提醒大家的说，神是我们，耶稣是我们的牧者，他可以使我们的灵魂苏醒。
Release your grudges and your guilt and your grief to him.
把你的苦毒，把你的自责，把你的这一切统统交到给他。
And focus on the future of what God has for you.
而且把我们的心集中在他在将来要为我们做什么。
And team up with Jesus and let him carry the load.
然后跟这个耶稣变成一体，然后耶稣能够把你所有的重担都会拿去。
Let me close with this verse.
让我来再做结束的念一节经文。
In Isaiah we read, when you go through deep waters,
在以赛亚书说，当你在淌这个深水的时候，
I will be with you.
我跟你同在。
When you pass through rivers of difficulty,
当你走在这种很
difficulty,
困难的水中的时候，
you will not drown.
你不会被淹死。
When you walk through fire,
当你经过火的时候，
you will not be burned up.
你会不会被烫伤？
You will not be consumed.
你不会被销毁掉。
The law of the Lord is perfect.
这个神的律是那么的完美。
Restoring your soul.
它会使你的灵魂苏醒。
Amen.
Amen.